In the Bible, there are these, according to eminent commentators, these golden nuggets that they're Greek words which are difficult to translate into English because we don't have English words that readily translate their full meaning. They're delicate shades of meaning. They're idiomatic sort of word picture meanings, and we don't have the language to get them over. And so therefore, in the various versions of the Bible, you will find that these words are variously translated. And the one we're going to think of this evening is that verse that we've already mentioned, and it comes particularly in 1 Peter, where we're going to read in Titus and we're going to read in 1 Peter in a moment, where this is the word, a people belonging to God, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. You're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, as we read from Exodus, a people belonging to God. In the Authorized Version, it says we are a peculiar people. Now, that's not peculiar in the sense of strange or odd or weird. It's in the sense in the sense of special. And this word comes to us only in a few places in the Bible. Once in Psalms, three times in Deuteronomy, once in Ecclesiastes, and there in Exodus, and here in Titus and Peter. And we'll explain its meaning in a moment, but let's first read from the passage in Titus, which is, there it is on the screen, just a few verses, Titus 2, 11 to 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own. And that phrase in Greek is one word. Eager to do what is good. And then in Peter, I think, could we go on to the next set of verses in Peter? We'll take the first lot as read. And if we can move on to verses, is it 6 to 9, the next lot? You move on, please. There we are, 6 to 8. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Of course, they're talking about Jesus there. Now, to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they are destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people, the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. There are four little words that we're going to use to describe this phrase, a people belonging to God. They are a peculiar people, a precious people, a protected people, and a privileged people. There's your bunch of sweet peas for tonight. This translation here, the people belonging to God, is a very interesting one. And it's best described in a little way. This is the only thing I could sort of come up with. This is a sort of game the kids used to play. But there are two words that have been put together to make this one word in the Greek language. And the first word is peri, which is around. And the second word is poio, which comes out poiosis, which is to obtain, to make, or to do, or to possess. And it's as though someone described it as a dot in a circle. Imagine a circle and a dot in the middle. You're the dot, God's the circle. Or a sphere in which there's a little ball in that sphere. It's there, it's in the middle, it's actually surrounded, and therefore we get this special, peculiar people, this precious people, this protected people, this privileged people. And that really is the meaning of the word. It's a sort of surrounded possession. So let's have a look at some of these words then, as we think of the dot in the circle. In Paul in Corinthians tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, whom you have received. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. And Peter in his first chapter tells us that the price is not silver or gold. In 1 Peter 1:18. For you know it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish and defect. You came into God's possession as a treasured possession at a great price. And the price was the life of his son. And so you see, we are a special people. The Lord's peculiar people. Oh, we've used that in such different ways over the years. In all sorts of odd ways. But it is a very special term. A people belonging to God. God possesses us. I don't know whether any of you are familiar with land registry. Land registry is a sort of record of everybody's sort of piece of land if you've registered it. If you register your land, the piece of land that you own on which your house sits, with land registry, nobody can touch it. It's yours. It belongs to you. If you purchased it freehold, and you hold that piece of land, and you hold that house, it's registered with land registry, government department, then it's yours. It belongs to you. And you have what is called title for it. You have title. And what I'm saying is, when we come to know Jesus, when we become a Christian, and we have our sins forgiven, and we ask God to save us and forgive us and cleanse us and put his new life within us, and the Holy Spirit comes within us, God has our title, and we belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus, we used to sing as kids. The Church of the Thessalonians, Paul says, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God, in Christ. And what he means is within, surrounded by, encompassed about by, centered in Christ. A chosen people. A people who are registered in God's land registry book. A people who are surrounded and special. But also, the word goes on to mean precious. This phrase also means precious. Now, Peter's been talking about someone who's precious, and he's been talking about Jesus in the earlier verses of this chapter, where he says that as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious, verse 4, you also, like living stones, are built into a spiritual house. And what he's saying is that his preciousness is now our preciousness. Because he was that stone that God started the building on. We are the stones that are added to it, and therefore his preciousness is now rubbed off onto us. Not only do we share in the righteousness of Christ, as we're told in Romans, where Paul says we are standing in the righteousness of Christ. We have no righteousness of our own. We ask him for forgiveness, and his righteousness is now given to us, and God says, you are free to go. You will no longer be condemned for your sin, because Jesus has taken it. You are now standing righteous before God. We also stand precious before God, because we also take on board Jesus' preciousness. He says, now to you who believe, this stone is precious. He's precious to us, and we are precious to him. And that's why he surrounds us. Most people, if they have precious things, they put them in a vault or in a bank, or in a safe or in a deposit box or something. If they're very, very precious, most of us haven't got sort of highly valued precious things. So we don't have banks and deposit boxes and stuff like that. But many people do. And that's where they go. They surround them with security, because they're precious. Whether they're diamonds or rubies or jewels or gold or whatever it is. And this is also the meaning here, that God surrounds us with his preciousness. When you actually get your title deed from Land Registry, it's very precious. And actually, it's lodged in a solicitor's to keep it safe, because no one can then touch it if you have title to your land. God has title to his people, and so he is precious. If you read about the servant in Isaiah 43, he's talking about the servant in Isaiah is either referring both to God's people and to Jesus, who is going to come as the servant, the fulfillment. It says, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. You are precious to God. So that's the second word. Peculiar, special, precious, valued. And the third word is protected. You are protected. Because, I mean, this is the classic thing. You're there, you're protected. Nothing can get to us. I mean, actually, this you can drop out, actually. But if you're in there, you're precious. You're protected. And God will protect us. And if you think of Land Registry again, your land, your home, is protected by that title. And no one can take it. Although, when we were down in the west of England, we had responsibility for churches and for manses. And in a small Gloucestershire village, there was a church that was about to be sold off, because the congregation had just so dwindled so small, and the manse had been rented out to someone. And all of a sudden, a next door neighbour who had built a big house at the back of the manse on a piece of land that had been sold to him by the farmer, suddenly put a fence up across the garden of the manse. And we said, hey, what's going on? This is the manse garden. He said, well, actually, I have title deed to that piece of land. We said, you can't have title deed to that piece of land. It's been the manse garden since about 1800 and something. He said, I have title deed. He was Queen's Counsel, one of Queen's Counsels. And what had happened was, when he applied for his piece of land at Land Registry, which he had bought from the farmer, Land Registry had extended their line that they drew on their little map down a quarter of an inch over the garden of the manse, and then joined it up with the other line, unbeknown to us. The problem was, we found out that house, manse and garden had never been registered with land registry. And so we appealed to this man's better nature and said, and we'd all spoken to the farmer. The farmer said, I never sold in that land. I couldn't sell in that land. It wasn't mine to sell. It belonged to the manse. And we appealed to his better nature as Queen's Counsel. And he told and he told us in no uncertain terms that he had title. And we could do certain things. We took advice from another Queen's Counsel, and he said, you'll lose, because he's got title. But it's a mistake of the land registry. They drew the map wrong. Ah, but the land registry never makes mistakes. And we lost that land because it wasn't registered and somebody else had title. When God protects us because he has title, you can't be lost. You can be tested. And sometimes God does test us to purify the gold and to make enable us to realize how precious and valued we are. Sometimes we're tempted. But do you remember what God said when we're tempted? He said this. He said in, let me get the right one, in 1 Corinthians, he said, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand under it. God has title, and though we go through the threshing machine and though we go through the mill, God still protects us and he has title over us, and we're protected because we are a people belonging to God. Peculiar people, special, precious people, valued, protected people, cared for and loved, but also a privileged people. Do you notice what that little verse in Titus said when we read it? For himself, a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Eager to do what is good. The privilege that we have of being that special, that precious, that protected possession of God brings with it responsibility. It brings with it a privileged responsibility to do what is good. Someone said to me a few years ago, Christians are like shower heads, you know. Shower heads? Yeah. They can be very power showered and direct. They can be spraying things all over the place and very insignificant and not very effective. They can be very feeble in many ways. They can be very soothing, though. But also they can be very hot or cold or even lukewarm. To do, eager to do what is good. That is our responsibility. I wonder where you are. Whether you have placed yourself perhaps on the edge of God's specialness. Or are you in the center of his specialness? Are you sure that you're precious and special and protected and doing what is good? If so, then you are a person belonging to God, his treasured possession. Are you registered in God's land registry book? The scripture calls it the Lamb's Book of Life. And you know, it doesn't matter whether you have a degree or whether you haven't got a degree. Whether you're male or female. Whether you're Welsh, English, Scottish, or Chinese, Russian. It doesn't matter. Whether you're old or whether you're young. Whether you have a low esteem or whether even you have a high esteem about yourself, you can still belong to God. When we were in the West Country, we used to go down to the West of England show. And one of the favourite places I used to go was the flower tent. It's absolutely fantastic. You go into these big shows and you walk in the flower tent, you just stand there and you go, oh, fantastic. All this cacophony of smells of different flowers. And one of the favourite places I used to go was the flower display area. And there were all these wonderful displays of flowers. Some done in oasis and on stands, and some done in sort of logs and in wood and all sorts of ways they were done. And some of them had a gold star, some of them had a silver star, some of them had a bronze star, and some of them were highly recommended. And Marilyn and I used to stand there and we used to sort of say, do you know, they're all very good. I cannot really see why that one's only highly recommended and that one's got a gold star. And do you know, that used to remind me continually that whoever we are, whether we're considered in the eyes of the world as gold star people or whether we're not even recommended at all, in God's eyes, if we come to know Jesus, we are his special possession. We are his precious, valued possession. We are his protected, cared for possession. And we have the privilege and the responsibility of doing good.